remembering that the teachings of the Buddha are centered around the cessation of struggle, the cessation of the mental suffering that compounds the stresses that inevitably present themselves in our life. And the common themes or the common tendencies that add stress to our lives are the poisons of grasping in the mind, trying to make something happen, figure something out, aversion in the mind, resisting what it is that's presenting itself, and delusion in the mind, which is either not knowing or personalizing, turning it all into the story of me, having it co-opted by a sense of identity. And rather than these three poisons, the Buddha, the teachings of awakening, of wakefulness, is to replace those moments of greed and hatred with moments of openness, of practicing not in order to figure things out or to get somewhere, to unravel the questions of our life, but to allow us to live the question, to, as Rilke says, to live ourselves into the answer. So we mostly train to experience ourselves as we are, just the bare experience of our existence. Of course, the effect of doing this moment by moment is that the qualities that flow from attention, of intuition, intelligence, love, they begin to marinate and mature. And so what we, instead of trusting our capacity to figure things out, what we do here is we trust awareness. We trust that if we can meet our experience with awareness, cultivate that non-reactive mind, that out of that experience of our existence, that we will live ourselves into a wise and loving response to the issues of our life. So we try to practice with a feeling of gratitude for just the fact that we're aware, the fact that we have a body, the fact that we can breathe. When I said the word gratitude, I thought of Henry David Thoreau, who said, "I'm grateful for what I am and what I have." It's surprising how contented one can be with nothing definite, only a sense of existence. Oh, how I laugh at my vague, indefinite riches, for no run on my bank can drain it. For my wealth is not possession, but enjoyment of being. So let yourself be, let go, as is. And to support that sense of being present, we anchor our attention in the felt experience of a sitting body sitting, breathing body breathing. We gently receive the experience of our breath as our primary anchor. Support. But in this sitting, we want to Also graciously receive other sensations that may become stronger than the breath. People have mentioned pain. You may want to sense, include aching or burning or stabbing or itching or tingling. And using all these experiences to remind ourselves that we're here and that this is where we want to be. Also, when sounds become stronger than the breath, to receive the different sounds. Let the sounds remind us of our love of being present. So let the sensations, pleasant and unpleasant, come and go. Let the sounds come and go. And let the experience of the breath come and go. Knowing when there's a short breath, when there's a long one, when there's a rough one, a smooth one. A non-contentious, non-interfering openness to the body and the breath, just as it is. Just this moment. remembering that every moment is a new beginning. Past is gone, future unborn. There's just this. Can always begin again. In the last moments of the sitting, just let your attention be imbued with loving kindness and begin the process of enveloping this body that's carried you to this moment, enveloping it with kindness, bringing kind attention to your head, with its hair and its scalp and skin and its bones, gliding along your forehead and your eye sockets, cheeks, jaw, mouth, along the sides of the ears, gently caressing your head with loving attention to your neck and shoulders, as before, cascading down your arms, each gentle movement along the contours of your arms, like a caress of kindness, your biceps and elbows, forearms, wrists, hands to the tips of the fingers, sensing lovingly the skin, the flesh, muscles, and the bones of the arms. Same with the skin, flesh, muscles, bones of the back, the buttocks and the sits bones, lovingly gliding along the chest with the heart center, belly with the solar plexus and lower belly and pelvic area. Letting it all be received with kindness, openness, without shame. Thighs, knees, shins, calves, ankles, feet. Sensing lovingly the skin and the flesh, the muscles, the bones of the legs that carry us. Until there's no part of our holy body that it's left out of our field of loving kindness. And then dropping into the middle of it. Those words that express our care, our self-care, our longing. May I be happy and peaceful. To the extent that I can be. May I feel safe and protected from inner and outer harm to the extent that I can be. May I feel healthy and strong to the extent that I can be. And may I accept my limitations with grace and kindness. And may I have ease in my heart and a sense of well-being. Just inclining toward that friendliness and well-wishing. May I be touched by loving kindness, loving attention. May I accept myself as I am. And then whatever is overflowing, let it touch everyone in this room that's supporting your practice today. As I want to be happy and peaceful, safe, protected, healthy, strong, easeful and well, may all of you be touched by happiness. May all of you filled with kindness. May all of you feel safe in this world. May all of our hearts be filled with loving kindness.